Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Vine Edition. And we've got Susie Aruda. Can I say Aruda or is it Fernandez Aruda?
Fernandez Aruda.
Fernandez Aruda. My apologies.
It's okay.
I was just being lazy with the name. Joining us today from Home Equity Bank to talk about, you know, something that's probably been in the news a lot more, but I believe will continue to be in the news and top of mind a lot more. And that's reverse mortgages. Talk about some of the misconceptions, but also some of the amazing opportunities that are available. So Susie, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Hugo. I really appreciate it. And super excited to be here. Extremely passionate about this product. Just for the plain reason, I don't think many people understand how we can actually utilize this product in order to help build people's retirement portfolios, in order to help just get people to a better lifestyle that they've worked really hard their entire life to be at.
And I think in the current environment where we have interest rates going up, monthly payments going up, and you know, property values sort of currently fluctuating, I think this is like the most timely and best opportunity to be really exploring this. Because I think, you know, maybe just to start with a little bit of just, you know, education. So what is a reverse mortgage? Because I think there's a lot of misunderstandings out there on what a reverse mortgage is. And I think there's been a lot of poor communication with some people in terms of what this particular solution is. So do you want to maybe, what's your version of a reverse mortgage?
What reverse mortgage essentially is using the equity in your home to a max of 55% of the loan to value. So of the total amount of what your house is valued. Of equity in your home to help pay off debts, to help you live a better lifestyle, to potentially keep you in that home that you really want to stay in but can't afford, to help you with additional funds. You're not getting enough money from the government, you know, on retirement, or to help you build your retirement portfolio, purchase a vacation property that you've always wanted, to help you purchase a rental property that you always wanted. The great thing about this is there's options. There's no mortgage payments that you have to maintain monthly. The option's yours. Or if the client decides, I don't want to get hit with all that interest at the end, then they can pay that interest, those interest payments monthly. It's entirely up to what makes sense for the client and what's better for them.
Yeah, and there's a lot of customization with something like this. And I think the misunderstanding that I often hear is a reverse mortgage is a solution where you have no other options and it's like kind of out of desperation. And if you don't meet certain requirements, the bank will take your home away. And sometimes when I introduce the concept of reverse mortgage as part of the different options out there, usually it's almost like dismissive, like, I don't want to hear about that option. And I think once we kind of get into all of the things that you mentioned, whether it's like accessing equity, improving your cash flow, tax saving opportunities, like the conversation changes. And we have a lot of examples in the last like 12 months, probably, where we've seen a lot more of this stuff happen, where we see a lot more people sort of transitioning to retirement stage of their life, where this has been a complete like life changer for them, where they went from having very little income coming in to completely changing their lifestyle, you know, and putting them in a position where they can really enjoy themselves and not have to worry about all these challenges we're currently facing. So that's why I think it's exciting. You guys been around for a while now, right? How long have you been around
for? Over 35 years. Yes, we are.
Quite a long time.
Yeah, we are the, I'm going to say the founder of.
You guys are the OG.
We are the OG of reverse mortgages. We're extremely proud of it as well. And we like to do what's right for the client. Clients are our main focus. Like yourself, we work with you. You know, we're a reflection of what you guys deliver to your clients. So we always want to make sure that we're putting that client in the best position that they can be in. And so I understand sometimes that people think, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to use all the equity. First of all, you're not using all the equity because, you know, there's only a certain amount. And we do look at the client's age. We look at the marketability of the property, where they're located. And we look at the total amount. And with that, we identify through a calculator how much the client actually qualifies for.
Yeah. Okay. Because you say up to 55%, but you know, I believe that's on the higher age spectrum. Whereas, you know, realistically, I don't know if it's like in the high 30s or low 40s that you're probably going to see a lot of people accessing their this equity.
Well, you have to be 55 years old in order to even use this type of product. So someone who's coming to us at the age of 55, you don't give them 55% of their entire equity in their home. It just doesn't make sense for the client. So yeah, absolutely. The older the client is, the more equity that they have available to them in their home, right? And I have people saying, oh, does this mean my house has to be free and clear? Absolutely not. So even if you have a mortgage on the home and we identify how much the client actually qualifies for, we'll pay off that mortgage, we'll pay off any debts that the client wants. And if there's anything left over, we'll give it to the client in any way they'd like it.
And because it's pretty customizable, I mean, you have, I believe, two options, or you can combine these two options, where you could just do a lump sum takeout.
Absolutely.
And the cool thing about that is we've had actually clients take advantage of this. It's tax-free. So you can literally take out a lump sum into your account. It doesn't affect any pensionable or government benefits you're receiving and kind of work against you. It's completely tax-free. We've had clients that would have qualified for regular mortgage anywhere, but they had a property that was free and clear. And what they ended up doing is taking a bunch of equity out of their home instead of taking out of the business that they had just sort of unwound and were, or, you know, getting rid of, that would have resulted in a lot of taxes. They took all this money, continued to live in the home, used that money to invest and do all this fun stuff. And then they ended up buying a secondary home or something. And, you know, that's one option. The other option is you could take out a regular stream of income that will help subsidize whatever retirement or, you know, pensionable income that you have so that you can top it up and live off of that. So you're not having this massive lump sum come out either. So I think you can mix it up too, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Even if the client decides they've qualified for, let's say, $500,000, but they've only withdrawn $200,000 of it, they have the option to go back. And if the funds are going to be available for the client. So, you know, in a 2-3 months, you know, 4 months down the road, they can say, I need to utilize another $100,000. We will customize it. We'll help the client out to the best of our ability. It is, or they can decide, you know what, I need $1,500 every month, and that'll go into their account every month. Whatever makes sense to the client at that time in their life, then we will absolutely customize it accordingly with our products and availability to the client.
So if you're just a couple of real life case study or case examples that I think will maybe connect some people to some of these ideas that we're talking about. So one of them was a lot of the older population, they're living in these larger homes and they're looking at the option of downsizing, mainly because they don't have all their family in the same property. And they find that maybe going into a smaller condo or something like that would be an option. So a lot of individuals wouldn't qualify for a traditional mortgage, so they need to sell their homes. So one scenario we've seen quite a bit is they keep their property, access the equity that they were going to need to purchase something anyways. And what some of them have done is just kept their property and rented it out.
Absolutely.
So that they have this asset available for them and maybe even their family. It's able to, you know, make some rental income. And then they unlock this equity, which is like a lump sum, to then purchase a smaller home, whether it's in Canada, whether it's overseas, or some sort of, you know, property that they can now move into. Now they've got two properties that will continue to appreciate, and they own them without any sort of mortgage payment. So that's one example I've seen a lot of people get into with this. Another one has been just not having to sell your home and continue to live in your home. We've had clients where they've invested some of the money they took out of their property into creating like rental units.
Absolutely.
So we had a client who had a traditional, you know, single family home. They converted it into a threeplex using funds from the equity takeout with a reverse mortgage. And now they can live in the home. They only need one unit. So instead of downsizing, they've just kept their home. They have all this rental income now coming in, and they don't have to make any payments to this loan. So that extra rental income allows them to subsidize their retirement, and now they can travel the world and, you know, do everything they want to. So these are just some recent examples I've seen here.
Yeah, and great. Those are great examples, Hugo. And you know what? I'm really impressed in how much you know about this. So kudos to you, my friend.
It's an awesome solution. And we've been really, you know, in the world of higher rates, it's just become even more of a awesome solution for clients versus, you know, the reality is, if you're in your late, if you're in your senior age and you still have a pretty sizable mortgage, you can work with a regular bank and try to get the best rate, but you're still going to have those monthly payments. So if you feel that you're not going to pay this mortgage over the next 30 years, and you want to be able to enjoy that those monthly payments to do what you really want to do, this is kind of where it makes a lot of sense. And because the amount you're borrowing is quite low compared to the value, there's so much equity in the property. And in principle, I know right now it's difficult to imagine that, but in principle, if the value of the home even just goes up modestly, that gap between the loan and the value and the equity should continue to slowly grow and not erode where you've got no equity left over. So that's kind of the general idea. And I think it's just makes a lot of sense, you know, continue to own the asset.
You're so right. We actually show clients through a financial illustration at a conservative 3% growth, how much, even though they're utilizing their equity, how much more equity they're going to be building throughout the time. And you mentioned before vacation properties or a rental property, we can actually blanket three properties with Home Equity Bank. That gives, you know, with a reverse mortgage, so long as we're utilizing the owner-occupied home as well.
Ah, yeah. I didn't know that. So tell me about that. So that means that it's, if I have a personal residence and a cottage and maybe a rental, you said three, right? And there's equity, different levels of equity in each one. Maybe there's some small mortgages. Is it the same principle where you take the combined value and you lend up to whatever their age is or the allowance?
Absolutely. So everything is taken into consideration. The second and the third home, we look at a different rate, basically a different percentage when we calculate it. It is a little bit lower because we have to be a little bit more conservative in order to preserve the client's financial stability. That being said, yeah, you can use three properties, blanket all of them into one. So that client who's looking, who said to you and came to you and said, you know what, Hugo, I'd love to, when I retire, purchase that investment property, have that income come in. However, I don't really have the funds to purchase that. Well, if they have an owner-occupied home, they can use those funds to purchase and leverage that.
That's a new feature I did not know. Yeah. I feel like we're going to have to revisit some conversations with our clients because I feel like this, you know, in the world that we live in now, we're seeing a big shift of seniors just doing an early retirement. Yes. And I think that, like, if you're sitting on all this equity within one property or several properties, this is almost like a fast track to retirement, because there's a lot of people who, with a conversation around something like this, can change their life basically within, you know, as long as this process takes a couple of weeks, let's say, where they're able to unlock all this equity, immediately build up a steady flow of monthly income, and just get into retirement a lot sooner than having to consider selling their home, selling their investments and all this stuff, and really just push it out. So yeah, I think it's great.
It is. And as you mentioned before, the key, no tax implications with any funds taken out of a reverse mortgage. So those people who, even clients who are, you know, wealthy, but, you know, have all that wealth in their investments and have all that wealth in their home. And you and I both know that when you're withdrawing those, there are tax implications when you're withdrawing funds from your investments. Well, it's just working smarter and utilizing something that, I mean, we all work hard to get to, and making sure that we're living our lives to the best of our abilities with what we worked hard for. Just educating and letting people know it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's creating opportunities for you. It's putting you in a better position. It's giving you additional income monthly, and it's giving potentially getting you into that vacation property or that rental property that you've always wanted.
Yeah, one other use that I've seen quite a bit is a lot of clients have reached out to us and said, hey, you know what? We were fortunate to be able to buy this property for $50,000 or whatever crazy amount that they were able to get into. But our children or our grandkids are looking to get into the real estate market and the prices are so high. So we've actually seen a lot of individuals reach out to us and say, hey, listen, I don't have the down payment, but my parents or so-and-so grandparents are willing to help me out, but they don't qualify because maybe their verifiable income is quite low. So we've actually seen people do like these earlier inheritance type gifts where they're taking out these reverse mortgages, gifting them to their kids to help them with a home purchase while still being able to live in their home versus selling it. So we've actually seen a decent amount of clients reach out to us about that. And that's really allowed them to help their family out in getting to the real estate market earlier versus trying to accumulate this large down payment, which we all now need and has become difficult. So a lot of practical, amazing options. And I can only imagine you guys are going to see a lot more clients coming your way for sure.
Yeah, we do see that quite a bit, Hugo. Being able to provide that early inheritance to their grandchildren or their kids with no tax implications. And that being said, allowing their children to build their own equity much sooner as well. Well, giving that income, but not depleting their entire equity because they're still continuing to build, let's say, at a modest 3% increase as well. So it's a win-win situation for everyone. I mean, who doesn't want to see their children get into the market? You know, I said this to you before, my kids always say, Mom, I'm never going to be able to get into. And I say, when I get there, I am going to reverse my home because I want to be able to see them enjoy, you know, my money, help them see their enjoy, help them build their equity much sooner in their home while I continue to live my life with no payments and be able to increase my equity as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense that the lending amount are pretty conservative because, you know, at this particular moment, we're seeing some real estate markets sort of slow down and in some cases drop. You guys have a pretty large gap because that's one concern that comes up quite a bit is what if all the equities eroded? But you guys have been doing this for a couple decades now. I'm sure you guys have seen a couple different real estate cycles. And have figured out a formula that allows you guys to be in business, but also provide a solution that makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, this is great. You know, Susie, I don't know if there's any last minute notes or anything that I missed or exciting stuff coming out that we should know about.
You've covered everything. I don't know if people are aware that we have been purchased by the Ontario Teachers Pension, which is a fantastic thing for us. We're extremely excited about it. And listen, we're excited about the future. We're excited about being able to provide people with different options and opportunities. And we're excited to work with people like yourself who understand the importance of reverse mortgages and essentially, you know, change someone's life and put them in so much better position that they're into.
That's probably the, I mean, we obviously deal with a lot of clients. And to be honest, like some of the most satisfying conversations I have are with some of our senior clients who, you know, are at a stage in their life where sometimes their options feel limited. And you can have a conversation where maybe no one else has had that sort of a conversation with them and reviewing what's going on with their life. Do they have any credit balances or what are their goals? And having these conversations and putting a solution in front of them that you know is going to completely change probably the rest of their life. And those are extremely satisfying. And, you know, I'm very happy you guys are out there and offering these solutions, and we're fortunate to work with you guys. So, and thanks for making some time to share some ideas with us, as always, Susie.
Thank you for having us. We're super grateful, and we hope that the misconceptions start becoming much more minimal.
Well, you know, this is why we do these little videos, to kind of bring a little bit of awareness to, you know, some of that fake news, you know, that's up there. So I appreciate you doing this with us. Thanks so much,
Hugo. Susie. Very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.